Joe. BFBS. The Forces Station. The Sunny Federa Music Special.
Hey, I'm Joe Carden, and for the next hour, it is all about Aussie DJ and production legend Sonny Federa. He's released his sixth album, Can We Do It All Again? And he's going to be joining us to talk through the tracks.
I'm just buzzing to have all these amazing artists on this project. It's been like 5 years in the making.
To talk all about the state of dance music in 2026.
UK garage is definitely popping off right now, but I kind of feel like hard dance is going to come back again.
And to talk about why moving to the other side of the world literally made his career.
If I didn't move here, I wouldn't be where I am. It's just such a hub for dance music.
This is the Sonny Federa Music Special, and we'll start it with the first track off the album. This is Feel Again on BFBS.
Cause but it sure don't pay. Let heaven lead me astray. In the fire but there ain't no smoke. In the snow but I got no coat. Till I hear you say my name.
It's BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Joe. That is Sonny Federa and Feel Again, the first song off of his new album. And the man joins us right now. Hey, Sonny, how are you doing today?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. I've got Sonny on FaceTime right now. You have the look of a man who is relieved because the album is out. It exists. You must be so pleased it's here now.
Yeah, I'm so happy. It's, you probably know I've been talking about it for a while, but it's been like 5 years in the making. It's really good to have the product or the album into the real world.
Well,
I'm actually holding one here, look.
Ha! He's got the vinyl. He's got the vinyl rip. Listen,
I do.
It's a big collection. It's called Can We Do It All Again? We'll get onto the album in just a sec. Because, you know, like you say, you've been doing this, not to, you know, age you or anything, but you've been doing this kind of thing since you were a teenager. I want to take you back to the start. When did you kind of first know that dance music was your thing?
It was actually, like, I'm from Adelaide in Australia, which not many people know of as a city in Australia, but it's where I was born. And, you know, house music, dance music isn't like a massive thing there still now. I went to this club and it was called Electric Circus. I think I was like 18 years old. And I saw Derek Carter play. He's from Chicago. And the sound system, it was actually a Scottish guy that opened the venue. So he was really into his sound. And I've been to loads of clubs in Adelaide, you know, playing quite like commercial music. And I never really heard like house music on vinyl played on a really good sound system. And this was the start. I went there with a couple of my mates and we just all became hooked. And he had a record shop actually upstairs. So the club it's underground. It's actually still there.
Oh, cool.
This club. And yeah, it's a legendary venue in Australia. And yeah, it's what started it all for me.
So tell me about those early songs then. What were the songs that kind of influenced you and gave you this love for our little world here?
I think it was like Inland Nights, Long Time is one of them. They're like a group from Nottingham, actually. Mm. I actually signed to their label, Drop Music. It was one of my first big labels I signed to. I think I was about 23 at the time. They're the tracks, really. Yeah, you know, like Grooves in the Heart as well by D-Light. There's a few bootlegs of that. Yeah.
And talk to me about DJs. Who were kind of your big influences? Who were you looking up to at the time and thinking, yeah, I want to see myself there at some point?
It was definitely those guys like Derek Carter, Inland Nights, Mark Farina. You know, these are quite like underground house guys, you know, a style like I'd say probably is like Chicago house, like Jack and House. I think like kind of the true pioneers of house music. Yeah, they were definitely my inspiration.
Well then, should we take it back in time to one of those songs that kind of inspired all the remixes in that Chicago style?
I couldn't ask for another.
Delight on BFBS, where today is all about this fella.
The Sonny Federa Music Special on BFBS, the Forces Station.
People say this about you all the time. You put in the work, mate. You put in the graft. You really care about your trade. And I think for a lot of us in the UK, one of the first times we'd ever really known about you in a commercial setting was releasing music with people like MK. What do you think was the first song that you released where you really went, I've made it. I'm a name now.
I would say, I think more on a commercial level, I'd say probably like Asking with MK, just like on a house, like kind of house music. I'd say like working with Kashmir, Green Velvet, AKA, his record label, Casual Records, I did my first album on. And he really helped me like boost into that world. And, you know, I got a lot of respect in Chicago and I was playing in Miami Music Week, you know, all these cool parties. And yeah, I think that, you know, like playing with guys like Todd Terry and stuff like that. And I think, you know, when that happened, that was kind of a big breakthrough for me. And also signing to Defected Records, that's kind of what convinced me to move to London. Mm. And if I didn't move here, I wouldn't be where I am. I think London is it's the hub for electronic music. Like the best vocalists are from here, in my opinion. You know, well, the best studios, I should say. They, you know, from the whole country, you know, the UK and England, Scotland, yeah. But I feel like everyone from like USA and everyone just comes here. And I feel like it's just such a hub for dance music and electronic music.
It's the weather, mate. That's what draws everyone here. We have
that's what I'm saying, because you can't tier. Like you're not outside. You're in the studio, aren't you?
I want this to last forever. Let's live in the moment.
Bye.
asking from Aussie dance music icon Sonny Federa, who's with us right now on BFBS. In fact, Sonny, I wanted to talk about Australia. So our audience, right, the military lot, you might know, obviously move around loads. You could be told, right, you've got to go and live in this country for 2 years and do this. As someone who's done this yourself, is there anything that you had back home in Oz that you knew you had to bring with you? Have you got any creature comforts in your London setup?
It's funny because, like, there's, like, you know, foods and stuff that I've kind of thought that I really missed, and then I've, like, had them again. I'm like, nah. Like, for example, it's like Vegemite, right? That's like it's kind of like Marmite.
Yeah.
And, like, now that I've been here so long, I just love Marmite more than Vegemite.
We've converted. Lads, he's one of us. Yeah. He's one of us.
Yeah.
Get my passport,
yeah.
Honestly.
What, you know, I think as well, I've got, like, British roots. My mum was born here. She was born in Penrith up north in the Lake District. So, yeah, it's funny. I think it's because I've grew up in Australia and now I've been here, like, probably almost longer than I've been in Australia. It's just become home now. Yeah, I just love British culture.
You've still got that twinge, though. You've still got the accent, haven't you? It's the classic, yeah. It's the nose, it's the homes, it's the O sound, isn't it?
Yeah, just speaking. I think it's speaking to a lot of my mates from back home still, and seeing guys on the road like Fisher or Dom Dollar or something like that, you know, just comes out.
Listen, stick about. I want to give people a chance to get to know you a little bit better if they don't already. We'll get a tune on first, though. This actually is the collab of yours that introduced a lot of us to Poppy Bascom's voice for the first time from the new album. This is Sonny Federa. It's Think About Us on BFBS. About Us on BFBS, the Forces Station. You're on with Joe. Sonny Federa is with us right now. Listen, Sonny, I thought for anyone who doesn't really know you that well, I wanted to do a quick kind of speed round, right? I'm going to put a 20-second timer on. I'm going to give you some, like, this or that type questions. I want to see how many you can fire through. Are you up for this?
Okay. All right, go.
First thing that comes into your head. Are you ready? Australia or the UK?
UK.
Oh, bold. Club nights or day raves?
Day raves.
Oh, interesting. Ibiza or Malta?
Ibiza, come on.
Calvin Harris or David Guetta?
Calvin Harris.
USBs or vinyls?
Well, USB, because I play on them more now, but you know, yeah.
Pop or R&B?
R&B.
Okay, and to get us into the next song very, very quickly, Some Days or Asking?
Some Days.
It's BFBS, you're on with Joe. Sonny Federa is with us. Sonny, congratulations. Your new album is out right now. It's called Can We Do It All Again? Big, big hits on there. It's a packed album. If I had to push you for a top three, what are your three favourite records on this new album?
I'm just gonna hold it because I need to have a look again.
My man's holding his own vinyl, right? He's got his track list in front. He's like, yeah, I've done too much work.
Okay, the new ones, I'm going to say the new ones because, you know, like, obviously it's Some Days, Asking, Think About Us. They're like my biggest records and they mean a lot to me because they've done so well and, you know, the reaction's been crazy. But the newest ones is definitely Feel Again, which is the first track on the album.
That's that kind of like euphoric kind of hands in the air, a little more trance-inspired, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I'd say Let Me Be In Your Arms with Ibianka. Mm. And then I'm going to go with Love On Fire.
Interesting.
Love On Fire was recorded, I made that actually about 5 years ago with Lily Allberg, and she actually sang on my track The Moment, and she recorded the whole vocal through an iPhone.
Oh,
and the way we've actually made that sound, you know, like, you know, it's recorded in a proper studio is actually crazy. Like Apple, I'm, you know, going to give you some props for the iPhone. Like, don't know how that happened, but Yeah, it sounds amazing, and we tried to do it in a like, a proper recording setup. Well, I should, it kind of is a proper recording setup now, but yeah, we tried to do it and couldn't get it sounding the same. So yeah, it's a bit of a mad one, that track.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because like if we were having this conversation 10 years ago, because of
Yeah.
like pandemic, remote working, stuff like that, you wouldn't even think to record with an artist recording on their phone. Do you think
No.
it's a positive move now that you have all these connections and this ability to do stuff wherever you are?
I think for sure, like, it's so easy to just get a USB microphone, and plug it into your laptop, but it's something pretty unique about doing it on an iPhone. And I think someone who's done that a lot is like Fred Again. He's like definitely done some crazy sampling, and it's quite inspiring to see that. And yeah, I'm just so surprised that it's actually ended up, we're putting it out, and it just sounds great. Like, it sounds really, really good. And yeah, no, it's just nice to know that you could be like, all right, wherever you are, record an idea, and maybe that could actually end up on something, you know?
Well, let's get it on, shall we? This is Love on Fire on BFBS.
Through all the fighting, through all the second guessing, treated me so bad, still I see you as my blessing. No, I deserve better, I know what I am looking for now. This time I'll get it right. I never thought that all you wanted was to make me feel unheard and not enough.
Sonny Federa, Lily Allberg there, Love and Fire on BFBS from Sonny's new album. I'm Joe, hope you're doing all right today, wherever you find yourself around the forces world. So, Sonny, it is interesting, right? You kind of talked about your favourite songs from the album just there, and you mentioned Libby Anker. She's just one of so many people you've got collabing with you on this album. Was there anyone you were kind of starstruck by where you were like, how did we manage to get them?
Oh, not like starstruck, but like definitely, buzzing. We got her on the record. Like Feel Again has got Carine Lomax on it. She's actually the singer, but she didn't feature on it. But I love her voice. Her voice is incredible. I'm just buzzing to have all these amazing artists on this project. It's been such a like long time we've been working on it, and yeah, no, it's so good to have it out.
Who's on the wish list? Who would you like to have on future projects?
God, okay. I would say Georgia Smith. I think she's got an amazing voice. I'd love to do another record with Becky Hill. I think she's great. And also I'd love to do a collab with Calvin Harris. I think me and him would definitely do something really sick. We've actually been talking about it, but to make it happen, we'll see. We'll see.
Any ideas? Have you kind of got a sound in mind with Calvin, or is it still just now we need to sit down in a room at
No,
some
nothing
point?
at the moment. No. I've sent him a few before that he's been into, but nothing's really happened. But yeah, let's see. Let's see what happens.
I'm getting my hopes up now. I really am. In fact, let's get some Calvin on, shall we? This is Satisfy on BFBS.
Got you on my mind. Oh, you treat me right. Boy, satisfied. Got you on my mind. Oh, you treat me right. Boy, satisfied.
You've got all of us hoping for a Sonny and Calvin collab, haven't you? This is BFBS. I'm Joe. Sonny Federa is joining me right now. It will be interesting when it comes out, because if it comes to pass, because I feel like dance music's in a space right now. You've released this album at a time where everything is very quite minimal, quite airy, quite light sounding. Like obviously last year we had the summer of Afro House. We had Morgan Seatree doing and all his like mad upbeat, like high BPM stuff. Where do you think's the next era for dance music?
I think this kind of like UK garage sound is definitely popping off right now. Like guys like James Paul and like Silver Bumper, Prosper's kind of like jumping into it as well. Like Kedema, a bit more indie. But I kind of feel like hard dance is going to come back again, because it kind of dropped. It was huge a few years ago. I think what, like 4 years ago? But I feel like it's coming back again for some reason. I just feel like, for example, like Miracle, that kind of like sound, the one by Calvin. Yeah, I just think it might go a bit harder because everything's gotten a bit slower again. Like Afro House kind of brought everything down, and now like Deep House is huge again. Like a lot of tracks that I was producing when I was like on Defected, like my track Feeling You and Always Gonna Be, which is about 122 BPM. That sound, I feel like, has come back. Like I'm hearing a lot of stuff sounding like that, That Deep House kind of wave, like Julio Bashmore, Duke Dumont.
Yeah.
I feel like it's come back now. So if you look at like history, and you know, history does repeat itself.
It does. It
I
goes
feel
around
like
in
it's going to
cycles.
come. I remember one DJ, I can't remember who it was. I think it was actually Mark Farina. He's like, Sonny, it just keeps going around in circles. So if I'm going to predict anything, it's going to be, yeah, I reckon the harder kind of the dance sound's going to come back for sure.
Who in that kind of harder space then would be your recommendations? Who do we need to be looking out for?
Morgan Seatree for sure, Marlon Hofstadt, Fisher. Yeah, I feel like that kind of area. Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's get some Morgan on, shall we? This is Hold Me on BFBS. Seatree on BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Joe. This is the Sonny Federa music special. So a lot of these guys who are kind of big at the moment, people like you mentioned just then, do some great work with samples and reinventing big hits. Would you ever do that thing of reworking like a classic? Like, you know how every once in a while, like you say, Julio Bashmore, that song's gonna come back. If you had to rework any like massive throwback, what would it be?
Whoa. I don't know. Like, that's a funny one that you said that because he's actually got that banger, doesn't he? Might be that one. What's it called again? Oh
I'll
no.
serve.
Yeah, that's the one.
Dun,
Yes, yes,
dun, dun,
yes,
dun.
yes. Yeah, that's the one. Or like Dusky Careless. Like that was a huge record, and I feel like that sound has definitely come back. So like maybe, yeah, reworking that. But you know, like obviously, you can still play that right now, and it's gonna sound great. So you don't want to ever touch something that's still good already, you know?
And I guess I suppose it depends on the collabs too, right? Doesn't it? With like a lot of these reworkings, I love the fact you see quite a lot of people who aren't traditionally dance vocalists, kind of lending their voice to the songs. Have you got anyone in mind from a not traditional dance background that you'd love to get on a song?
Ooh, that is a, yeah, like this is like obviously she's incredible and like, you know, an amazing artist. I'd say Olivia Dean, but like, you know, that yeah, she's got her own thing going on. So maybe like reworking one of her vocals into a dance record would be sick.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Take like a man I need, but like less, bless her, less sad, less downbeat, just a little incense
Or
in
even
there.
sad, like sad's good.
Yeah, we take sad every once in a
Gives
while.
that emotion.
Well, I'll tell you what, now you've reminded me of Julio Bashmore. Should we get this on?
Baby.
BFBS, the Forces Station, the Sunny Federa Music Special.
Your hand on my pulse, you know we got it, yeah. Are you gonna let it go? In your eyes I can see it's forever, but my heart is still beating down. In the deep of the night when my mind is a minefield, tell me right now.
Sunny Federa, Clementine Douglas, and Tell Me on BFBS.
The Sunny Federa Music Special.
Take control of me.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Listen, mate, we need to wrap up in a sec. Just quickly, obviously, our audience right now listening to this is all over the world. We've got troops in cold places like the Falkland Islands. We've got people in Southeast Asia, the Mediterranean, the Middle East. Where would be your favourite place in the world to gig? Because we do this all the time. We take DJs and artists out. Like we had Sigma last year and we took them to a military base in Eastern Europe. If we could take you anywhere in the world to do a gig, where would you go?
I don't know where they are, you know. Isn't that like top secret information?
Nah,
like
no,
special forces or that?
Well, how about Cyprus? Would you do a Cyprus Napa or something?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, do you know what? Cyprus is sick. I played there a few times. Iron Napa, had some good times there.
Well, we've got the army just down the road from Iron Napa, so... Next time you're there, give us a shout, drop in.
Yeah, I will.
And listen, one final question. If you were to do a gig for the troops, what's your, like, in case of emergency, break glass song? What song can you always play and you know it's going to bang, no matter the audience, no matter the gig?
I would say Gypsy Woman.
Yeah.
Crystal Waters, for sure. It just goes off. The piano, like, you know, sorry, the rose chords, when they come in, it just goes off. Yeah, big one.
Oh, God, mate. We'll take a bit of this in the Cypriot sunshine, won't we?
Like you and me.
BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Joe. This is the Sonny Federa Music Special. That's pretty much our time. Sonny, honestly, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today. To finish off, would you like to introduce that new song with Libyanka on BFBS?
Yeah, hey, this is Sonny Federa, and you're listening to my new track, Let Me Be In Your Arms, with Libyanka on BFBS.
Baby, let me be in your arms. Saturday deal, I'm sat in front of the mirror, I'm about to open a beer and I say, feel like I'm losing my mind, because the road on my mind is somewhere other than mine in my bed. Ooh, you got my heart locked down, so come back round. You got my heart inside your palms right now. And if you think about me, I'll think about you every night.
Baby, let me be in your arms. shine.
Around the Forces world,
across the UK,
on the app,
and on your smart speaker.
Play BFBS.
This is BFBS,
the Forces station.